What's up, everyone? It's that time once again. Welcome to another episode of FNF Zone Coverage. I am the commish, and today we get to find out who is in the Super Bowl. Season 7 Super Bowl. About to hopefully be a banger of a game. We got a little bit of exciting stuff to dig into today with that. We get to review our games. We'll touch a little bit on the Pro Bowl this year. We'll find out who made the game. Maybe not find out who will be the coaches of those games. We will briefly touch on our Super Bowl game. Of course, we won't dig too heavy into it, as we do have our two-part Super Bowl special cast as well. And I don't know, you never know, there may or may not be a special guest or two on those episodes. So, without further ado, I think I'm going to do things a little different here. We're going to dig into these games. Let me just kind of recap what our two games were scheduled to be. And I think we will start with the last game that was on the schedule, opposed to the first this time around. So, as you guys remember, the 5-seeded New England Patriots were taking on the number 2-seeded Cleveland Browns in the AFC Championship. And we've got the, I believe they were 7-seeded Panthers taking on the number 1-seeded Nighthawks, Oklahoma City Nighthawks. Let me double check the Panthers here real quick. Okay, sorry. The Panthers were the 6-seed in this playoff, not the 7-seed. For some reason, I was thinking they were the 7th seed. Okay, well, that's fine. Regardless of that fact, let's dig into the games a little bit here. As you know, kind of with what I've been doing for the playoffs is going a little more in depth, kind of like the old school way we used to do things, digging into the stats a little bit. I think I'm going to kind of keep with that format. It makes it a little more special. We'll just go over game reviews from here on out for regular season games. And then that helps keep the cast a little shorter that way. And plus, it brings a little more importance into the playoffs when we actually start digging into some of these games. But with all that being said, let's dig into what was the last matchup scheduled for playoff weekend, and that was the NFC Championship game. Final score here was 29-7. Just getting into stats here, I can tell you right now, turnovers were a big one in this game. So for Oklahoma City, Ian Book had 228 yards, 2 touchdowns in the game. He was sacked 1 time, which was the only sack in the game. Kellen Mond had an attempt and completion as well, but not much to note here. Carolina's Carson Wentz, 134 yards, 1 touchdown, 6 interceptions on the day. That's a pretty telling stat right there. So if you are keeping tabs, you probably already know who won this game. Carson Wentz with a 36.7 QB rating because of those interceptions. Austin Eckler did what he could for Carolina, though. on the rushing end, 12 attempts for 73 yards. Mike Davis for Oklahoma City had 16 attempts for 49 yards and a touchdown. The only rushing touchdown of the game. And Gus Edwards tried to help out Carolina as well with 4 attempts for 41 yards. Michael Thomas was dominant in the receiving game. 7 receptions, 108 yards, and a touchdown there for him in that Nighthawk uniform. The Panthers' DJ Moore had 4 receptions for 82 yards and a touchdown. Mike Evans with 2 receptions for 72 yards for Oklahoma City. And Austin Hooper chipping in with a touchdown on 3 receptions for 43 yards for OKC as well. On defensive side of the ball, no surprise, Rex Bird III here up top for the Nighthawks. 10 total tackles, 2 for a loss, as well as 2 interceptions on the day. Carolina's Trey Boston had 9 total tackles. Les Grossman for them as well, 7 total tackles, 1 for a loss. Sheldon Rankins for Carolina had a tackle for a loss as well. Andrew Billings for the Panthers had the lone sack of the game. And to finish off the interceptions, Xavier Rhodes, Jamal Adams, Justin Reed, and Jamel Dean all had an interception to go with Rex's 2 in the game. As we finish this game off with kicking, another thing that was key here and honestly could have won the game for the Nighthawks. Josh Lambeau, 3 for 3 from field goal range, his long being 51, of course, knocking in both those extra points as well. Carolina didn't even attempt the field goal, and Matthew Wright only connected on his only extra point attempt. As I stated before we got into this game, the final was 29-7. OKC wins this one, of course. Their third straight Super Bowl, so one half of the three-peat matchup, is in the big game. Nighthawks looking to hopefully turn things around this year and not become the Buffalo Bills of the NFL. So, there's matchup number one. There's your NFC side of things. Not anything we really didn't predict. Surprise, surprise. Moving on to what was our first matchup in this game scheduled. The Patriots and the Browns. The final of this one, 28-24. Overall, a very, very solid game here between both teams. Each team only turned it over one time. So it was pretty fundamentally sound for the most part. And both those mistakes didn't really hinder the team any, obviously, as it was a pretty close game. So digging into stats here, we have New England's Ryan Williamson, 247 yards, 3 touchdowns, and an interception. Big stat here, though, was the 5 sacks. Baker Mayfield, 161 yards, 2 touchdowns, interception for him there for Cleveland. Sacked only twice in the game. New England's offensive line just kind of seemed to crumble towards the end of that game, especially when things really mattered the most. As we head over to rushing, we have Nick Chubb on top for Cleveland. Not a surprise, honestly. 8 attempts, 110 yards, and a touchdown on the day. Now, I will say in this game, it makes you think that Chubb kind of ran all over New England. That honestly was not the case. He did break off a huge run on his first attempt of the game, which resulted in that touchdown and a bulk of his yards. It was a 74-yard touchdown run on his first attempt of the game. After that, New England pretty much kept him in check. I mean, he had 7 more attempts. He basically had, what? 36 yards on those 7 other attempts in the game. So, I mean, that kind of just goes to show you they pretty much had kept him in check from there. And the running game as a whole was kept in check from there. Landry did see a 27-yard rush. But, I mean, Cleveland had a team run it twice. He only got 6 yards. So, really, the run game was in check for the most part of this game, outside of course, the touchdown run and the 27-yard attempt by Landry. Now, speaking for New England side of things, Jonathan Taylor just missing out on a 100-yard game. If it wasn't for the way this game ended, he probably would have gotten that 100 yards right before the end. 17 attempts, 92 yards there for him. Unfortunately, did not score in his second week in a row. So, even though the run game has been a factor for New England to kind of help keep the balance, Taylor's not been able to put that ball on the ground and pound it into the end zone. Speaking of rushing touchdowns, the lone rushing touchdown for New England did come from their quarterback, Ryan Williamson, his second one in back-to-back weeks. He had 3 attempts for 21 yards to include with that touchdown. On the receiving end, a crazy game for Jalen Waddle. 3 receptions, 142 yards, 2 touchdowns. The first one coming on the first drive of the game, which was a pretty quick slant, and he took it to the house. The other one right at the end of the half to bring New England even at 21 with the Browns right before halftime, single covered and one-handing it in the end zone. So, 2 spectacular grabs from him. As well as the third one. You can't really say too much other than the kid had one hell of a day. Noah Fant with 6 receptions, 92 yards there for New England as he did his best. The one guy that was kept in check that usually has a pretty big game or has had some big games since joining New England was Terry McLaurin, who didn't even have a catch in this game, honestly. He was looked at a couple times, but just wasn't there. And the final touchdown reception came to Marquise Brown as he collected a 3-yard reception for a score there in New England. On Cleveland's side of things, David Njoku couldn't seem to be stopped, the big tight end. 5 receptions, 56 yards. He was maintained for the most part. He did have both of the receiving touchdowns for Cleveland, though. So he was big in the game last week, big again here. Somebody who was locked down. Again, the number one receivers in this game got pretty locked down. Even though Terry McLaurin didn't get a reception and Jarvis Landry did, I mean, he only had 2 receptions the whole game, only 23 yards. We saw Jarvis Landry with that game-winning touchdown last week. So, because of that, he was pretty much a non-factor in this game after having such highs last week. He saw an extreme low of lows this week. Nick Chubb, chipped in pretty well for Cleveland as well. He had 5 receptions for 28 yards to go with his rushing totals in that game. As we head over to defense, Cleveland's Joseph Gribble was on top here. 8 total tackles, did have a sack in the game. One thing that is telling, New England had a game plan to try to keep the ball away from Gribble, and they did a pretty well job for the most part of doing that. As you see, I mean, he did get the sack, but overall, he only had the 8 tackles. So he didn't have the tackle for a loss other than the sack, didn't have an interception, which is something they were trying to accomplish. And even in tackles, even though he had 8 total, only 3 of those were solo tackles. So he came in during a play when someone was getting to be tackled to help assist on the 5 others. J.C. Horn had 6 total tackles, as well as Schobert, Joe Schobert for Cleveland as well. Figuring out who those sacks were, Chad Thomas for Cleveland had 2 of them. We had already mentioned Gribble. Myles Garrett had a sack. Sheldon Richardson had a sack as well, which I believe brings us to our total of 5. And yes, it does. For interceptions, Sheldrick Redwine is the one who had the pick there for Cleveland as well. Let's talk about New England here a little bit. Devin White taking tops, him and Minka Fitzpatrick here with 5 total tackles in the game. Minka did have a tackle for a loss. I mean, New England didn't do much. It was more or less bend or break in this game. Or bend but don't break in this game, rather. Sorry. They gave up some yards. They gave up 2-3 maybe big plays in the entire game. But otherwise, they kind of just played some fundamental football. TJ Watt had a sack late in the game. Grady Jarrett had a sack as well. So those are the 2 sacks there for New England. And Jabril Peppers had the lone interception for New England as well. As we move to kicking, we've got Matt Prater connecting on his 47-yard attempt and all 3 extra points. Harrison Bucker missed his only attempt, which was a 61-yarder, which looked like it was going to go in until it just tailed off there at the end. And he connected on all of his extra points as well. I said this was a close 4-point game. The final was 28-24. Everyone was thinking we were going to see the three-peat matchup, myself included. New England with the upset in this game, winning 28-24, their first AFC championship appearance since season 1. They are now reaching their first Super Bowl since season 1. They will be matched up against the Oklahoma City Nighthawks. Which should be hopefully a hell of a game. So the three-peat was stopped. Thankfully, we won't see the matchup for the 3rd season in a row. But this puts me in a precarious position. as the commission, it is my job to do this podcast for you guys. Something that I don't mind doing. Rather enjoy for the most part. But now I find myself in a position where I kind of got to figure out what to do, because as being the Patriots, I don't want to make things weird, and I'd rather make them more professional. So I'd rather not interview the Nighthawks for the upcoming Super Bowl, as he is my opponent. I don't want to try to make it biased. Not that I would anyway. But then, of course, I kind of, like, can't really interview myself. so that'd be kind of weird if I did. So yeah, I gotta figure that part out. Hopefully I get it all figured out in time. I think I will. I think we'll be okay. So that's what our matchup is thus far. So we will officially crown a new FNF champion for the first time in the past what will be 3 seasons. So I guess what we will now do is we will move to find out what our Pro Bowl rosters are going to be. Okay, so change in plans. Fell a little behind. We are a little ahead of ourselves now as of this cast. So it means that the Pro Bowl, we're not going to find out who's there. We already know who's playing. The game has already been played. So I'm going to kind of go over the stats a little bit. So that being said, representing the NFC, we have Cam Hill. Representing the AFC, we have Hazard. The AFC wins this game 31-23, which looked like a blowout early, but got super close here in the end. Aaron Rodgers on the NFC side with 118 yards and a touchdown. Sean Bryant for the NFC team with 106 yards and an interception on the day. For the AFC, we have Pat Mahomes, Russell Wilson, and Tom Brady all playing in this game. 215 yards for Mahomes with 2 touchdowns. 175 yards for Russell Wilson with 2 touchdowns. And 40 yards for Tom Brady. On at halfback for the NFC team, we have Joe Mama with 6 attempts, 12 yards. Dalvin Cook with 3 attempts, 4 yards, and a touchdown. And Sean Bryant working in there as well. 2 attempts, 23 yards to go with his passing totals. For the AFC side, at halfback, we have a whole bunch of guys here. Russell Wilson chipped in with a 32-yard rush. We've got Zach Swinning, 11 attempts, 46 yards. Tyler Collins, 5 attempts, 30 yards. The rest of these guys have just a couple yards. None of them had a touchdown. So let's move on. At receiving for NFC, DK Metcalf, 6 receptions, 116 yards, and a touchdown. Joe Mama chipping in as well with 3 receptions for 22 yards. Rookie Kyle Pitts, 2 receptions, 14 yards. Allen Robinson with 2 receptions for 33 yards. Calvin Ridley with a 31-yard reception as well. For the AFC, we've got Hunter Henry, 3 receptions, 41 yards. Justin Jefferson, 3 receptions, 79 yards. Hingle McCringleberry, 3 receptions, 58 yards, and a touchdown. Is winning, chipping in as well with 3 receptions, 42 yards. And Kason Rudy has 2 receptions, 71 yards, and a touchdown. Caden Smith, 2 receptions, 69 yards, and a touchdown. And moving on lastly to defense for the NFC, Bobby Wagner with 8 total tackles. Brian Burns with 4 total tackles, 2 sacks. And it's pretty much just 4 total tackles, basically all the way down for a couple people. Dragon Ball has had 9 total tackles, 1 for a loss. to wrap them up. And finally, on the AFC side, Joseph Gribble with 6 total tackles and an interception. Honestly, that's looking about it. Barrett with 4 tackles. Denzel Ward with 4 tackles. Pretty much all we have here, honestly. So, that's our Pro Bowl game, guys. Like I said, wasn't too bad. Became a game at the end. It would have been nice to see the fireworks the whole way through. But, kind of is what it is. And as far as the Super Bowl goes, I'm going to finish up this cast with announcing this game. Unfortunately, I didn't get anybody to help out with the Super Bowl special, so we won't be having that this year. And with being far behind and now going into our new season, I want to get everything squared away and started there. So, with that, we have the Pro Bowl. Let's get into Super Bowl. As soon as this freaking game decides to let me to do what I gotta do. Anyway, so it was the 5-seed New England Patriots taking on the 1-seed of the Oklahoma City Nighthawks. Nighthawks, 3 straight Super Bowl appearances. Okay. So with that, we have Oklahoma City winning this game 38-17. Rex Burkhead the third being the MVP of the game. Easy to see why. He had a couple tackles, 3 interceptions, 1 for a touchdown. The New England team just didn't show up to play pretty much. Offensive line crumbled. The 6 interceptions. Wide receivers not jumping to try to catch any of these balls. Defense couldn't stop the run game, even though they've been good with it all year. They did step up and have like 2 picks, though, which was not bad. For the Nighthawks, everything went right. Got after the quarterback, forced the turnovers. Had an amazing run game with Mike Davis. I believe he tallied about 200 plus yards in that game. Couple calls didn't really go the way for New England that they did for the Nighthawks as well. So there's that, but the Nighthawks dominated the entire game. So they can finally call themselves Super Bowl champions. So, I wanted to do just a quick recap of that. Like I said, we're so far behind right now with this that I wanted to get everything done and get ready for prep of the next season as we are in week 2 of preseason. So, next time around, I will be kind of going through, I think I'll go through a quick rundown of who got drafted in the first round of the draft this year. We'll get into first couple games for the season. I'm still not sure how I'm gonna do that one yet. I don't know if I'm gonna do it like I did it this year where it was like every 6 weeks. I don't know if I'm gonna do it every 2 weeks, every 4 weeks. So that remains to be seen. I'll kind of just do it as I go when I got the time. Hopefully work out a plan from there. Hopefully this year is going to be a banger of a year. Definitely hoping for a good season this season. With that, I want to say that's it for now. Hope everybody had a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Holidays. Hope everybody stayed safe. Thank you for staying with us. We now have some league team Twitters. If you want to check those out, the league Twitter is pretty much back up and running, which that is at @F_N_F_Madden. They are following the four current teams we have right now. So hopefully we get some more people involved here. I am hard at work on getting everything done and prepped for the team merch. So hopefully that stuff will be up very soon. And yeah, that's basically all I have for now. So take it easy, guys. Until next time, this was FNF Zone Coverage. As always, I am your commish. Thank you for joining me. And thank you for over, I believe, like 300 listens we have now. We actually spiked pretty good over the weekend. Had like 22 listens in like a day. So that was pretty awesome. If you want to go back and watch the draft, you can do so on, that link is actually on the league's Twitter page. So you can watch that as well if you want to. And other than that, have a good one, guys.